You just walked out of the studio there a second ago when I was sat ready to begin.
Oh,
I wondered what that was about.
I meant to announce the fact that I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Well, I just thought we were ready.
Andy, you were right. We were ready.
Well, now, I'm not sure we are.
That is a nice cup of coffee, that, Andy.
Is that from just the machine out there?
Just the machine, yeah. Four sugars.
Yeah. It looks just like half full cup.
Half full cup, four sugars. Beautiful.
Nice. Is it just thick enough to be able to hold your spoon up in it?
No, Andy, people are so snobbish about cancer. Yeah. About sugar. Because, you know, yeah, it contributes to cancer. Yeah, it's full of calories. Yeah, it makes you fat.
Yeah.
But it really tastes nice, you know.
Well, I know that's the whole point of it. That's why they make it like that.
So why not have a bit of it? Why do you go to the cinema?
And not worry about the consequences.
Oh, I love hot dogs.
Live for now.
Live in the moment. And if that moment includes an Odeon hot dog, fuck, it's a good moment.
Right. But if that moment then leads to a heart attack.
Yeah, but that would be a bad moment. But the gradual obesity and that, you don't really, there isn't a moment when that kicks in.
I didn't get like this overnight, put it that way.
You're looking quite trim, Andy.
Do you think?
You are. No, definitely. I like your jumper, sweatshirt,
jumper. It's kind of ribbed.
That's a colour that suits you. So that's nice.
I'm on the 10,000 steps a day procedure.
It's quite a lot of steps, 10,000, isn't it?
It's a lot of steps, but during lockdown, I got a treadmill. Because that's what you did, wasn't it? You got a treadmill, put it in your living room.
Yeah.
I've got my garage now, but I've also got a telly. And the treadmill faces the telly.
Yeah.
And it's one of them smart tellies. I've got a fire stick in it. So I can just watch the telly
while
walking at a brisk pace.
Yeah.
And it's better than sitting on your arse watching telly, isn't it? You're still watching telly.
I applaud you, Andy.
But you're doing some good.
I applaud you. And do you happen to know, you're this sort of guy, do you happen to know, is walking on a treadmill as, you know, as effective as walking on pavements or whatever?
I can't see any reason at all why it wouldn't be. It's just your feet are just going onto a surface.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Perambulating.
I know what I'd do if I was on a exercise machine of some sort. I'd listen to country music, Andy.
Oh, you're into country music, are you?
Yeah, you know it.
Man.
Still into it. My love
is
growing.
Did you know there are country music awards in America
now?
Don't
be daft.
And I think that's...
Underground, you mean?
No, they're on the telly and everything. I think it's as a result of the awareness we've risen.
Arose for
country music over the last few months. But I guess you've got a song.
I tell you what, this is vaguely interesting.
When I was
a solicitor... we had a senior partner, that big guy. Do you know what I mean?
Big as in stature or
he was
in
a tall,
girth?
He was a tall fella, but, you know, the boss.
Yeah.
And once a year, he would come to work full-on cowboy, with the cowboy hat, not necessarily on, but in his briefcase or whatever, because he was on his way that evening to the Country and Western Music Awards.
Whoa.
He loved it. Maybe that's where I get this from, but
I
need to sing some, Andy. I always sing a bit of country.
Well, I'll count you in, shall I?
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
I've been listening to that country fucking music with my little pony tethered to the stairs. I've been flogging my punk records on the eBay and filling up my mattress with some lovely horse hairs. I can't get enough of this country fucking music. It gets me through the night and through the day. Even when my kids are mental on the blue drink, I just let them banjos take my blues away. But I'm not honky, I'm not bright as a spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows.
Shadows, shadows
in the fucking dark. Can't pay my rent or gas bills or my Netflix. My bank is on the blower all the time. The dog dirt is festering in my backyard, but that country music keeps me feeling fine. But I'm not honky, I'm not bright as a spark, I'm Andy Dawson, I'm pissing on shadows.
Shadows, shadows
in the fucking dark.
Yeah!
Yeah, indeed.
Wonderful stuff. I used the word girth earlier. I don't know if you noticed.
I didn't hear you say girth.
No, well, I did. And it reminded me, I want to show you this photograph, the hotel I stayed in last night in London before we recorded this. It was one of them little hotel rooms that hasn't got a window.
All right.
And it's just got everything in that you need, but all cramped in together.
Right.
In some kind of weird... they had a big fucking pillar in the middle of it, though. Look at that.
Oh, shit. That is a big pillar,
isn't it?
And it has got genuine girth,
hasn't
it?
Genuine.
So for the listeners at home, Andy's trying to put his arms round it and you're getting nowhere near, are you?
Nowhere near. It's a big lad, isn't it?
Did you have a good sleep, though?
I did,
well,
yeah.
Then you can't
There's
knock
no window,
it.
There's no darkness, there's no external noise. You
Brilliant.
Just feel like you're inside the womb.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's interesting,
it was nice.
Andy. I've spent nights in some of the finest hotels that Europe has to offer. Geneva.
Have you?
Stockholm.
Oh.
Berlin. Paris. Right? But
Doncaster.
Many of those haven't offered me a decent night's sleep.
No. Well,
you know,
what's going on? Like pheasants and that outside.
No, noise pollution. You know, click, click, click goes the radiator.
Yeah.
You know, bang, bang, bang goes the trolley down the fucking
goes the
corridor.
Blacksmith.
Yeah. It was when they started the chain of hotels, didn't they? That had artisan craftsmen in the corridors to try and entice
you. Would
you
like a room with blacksmith or no blacksmith, sir?
You don't have a cobbler, do you? topics that you might be interested in, Andy, just to set it up at the beginning.
Okay.
We can come back to them if they interest
right,
Peas pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Peas pudding, has it got a future? It's had a glorious past. Should it be a national side dish? Just wondering. Second topic might get you is I have a lot of problems fixing things to plasterboard. I'd like maybe to talk around that.
I'll talk about that. Definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it now?
I don't think
so. Okay, right. I can't fix things to plasterboard.
Right.
I do a hole, put a raw plug in,
put
the screw in, and then just weeks, the toilet roll holder gets loose or the coat hanger gets loose or... You know, so what do you do?
Are you using the right roll plug? Are you using a plasterboard one that opens out once it's in the hole?
Oh, well, no, I don't know about that, Andy.
Yeah, the special roll plugs for plasterboard. Failing that, you can work out where the joists are behind the plasterboard and screw into there.
No, I was kind of aware of that as a possibility.
For a more secure screwing experience.
Because I think Paul Whitehouse told me on the fishing that they're always a hammer apart, a hammer's length apart.
Something like that. There's a standardised width.
Yeah. But I wouldn't trust myself, Andy.
You can get a machine that'll find them for you, or you can work out just by tapping the plasterboard, and the sound gets duller as you're tapping where the joists are. You tap all the way along.
Nice.
Tap, 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 tap.
Nice, but I don't know that I'd trust that I wasn't on the edge of it.
I wouldn't trust you to do it.
The machine that works it out for you, Andy, I've heard rumours that it's actually the size of a bin wagon,
right.
A dustbin wagon. Is that true?
I don't know. I've not used one. I just use the tap, 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 tap method.
So far,
it's been successful.
All right. I reach out. I want to put my toilet roll holder there. That's not where there is a joist or whatever you call it.
Yeah,
stud partition.
Yeah. That's what, partition.
I need a raw plug that...
You need a special plasterboard or cavity, I think they're called, plug.
Okay.
And basically they open out. What's the animal that's got a thing in its penis which it then opens out into like a spike once it's been beast?
Joey Barton? You know, is that it? Do you know what? It wasn't a great topic, Andy, but we tried. It wasn't a great topic.
I think we made some progress. I don't think it was awful.
And finally, I just wondered if you were interested in the weight of your duvets. You know, they does vary, and I wondered if you had a preference, big, heavy duvet.
I like duvet. I don't have a winter duvet.
Okay.
It gets to a point in winter where, for a few nights, I think, I wish I had a winter duvet.
Yeah.
Because it gets cold. But
it's just those few nights.
Just a few nights, not worth it.
See,
I've got quite a hot body, you see.
Have you? Ooh,
yeah. So what I need to do is I need to try and keep as cool as I can. So
I wonder if you're menopausal, Andy. It does happen to fellas.
Maybe I am, I don't know. Who do I see about that?
You see me about it. I can help you out on that. I've always got my bag with me.
I'm not sure I like that idea.
All it is, it's simple, Andy, and people out there might like it for us. You just need to pop a Rolo into your mouth every night before you go to bed.
Let it sit there
and dissolve.
Right.
Honestly, you'll sleep like the ice queen.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad.
Oh, Andy.
That. Ray gun.
Yep, been at Infinity Rocket Plastics to pick up my new ray gun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good, nice it's a looking beaut. Unit. Yeah. It's a Dromeda SPX340.
Got compact. A light in it. Whoa, look at that.
Compact, powerful, humane. It's an instant stun or kill. Just you see your settings there?
Yeah.
Just use your settings. Dissolves bone, turns flesh into powder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a really nice feature. Just click that over there. With this feature, I'll turn it off now because it's irritating. You can move large items such as a fridge or a car about a foot off the ground.
Wow.
Or about 6 inches to the left or the right.
Weird that it'll go higher in the sky than it would go side to
yes,
side.
Yes, there
it's
you
like,
go.
Is that anti-gravity?
That's kind of Dromeda's thing as
a
business.
Yeah, they've worked on that in the lab. It's good.
There was a new lad working there, actually, Andy, and I haven't seen him before. He's called Hadrath. Mm. I don't know, it's probably Harry Potter or
so.
Something,
yeah.
Or Game of Thrones or something. Somerset lad. And I got chatting and he offered to show me the new, it's called the Plasma Beast from Najaka Industries, you know Najaka? Took me through to the stockroom and there it was. It's a huge unit, Andy. Like a sort of gun that Sylvester Stallone would have sized. Yeah. To be honest with you, it would be better static mounted, you know, on the roof of your car or on top of a building or something.
Building, I was going to say, a sniper style.
Yeah, but you can be carried shortest distances. Nice. It's got
if you're strong.
You'd have to be strong,
but
yeah.
You're not.
It's got voice activation, shit like that, so it's pretty good. And he demonstrated that this like cube of titanium, I'd say a foot square, just solid cube of titanium, and bang, I don't have it with me, obviously, but... Mm. Bang! And it instantly, this cube of titanium instantly turned into a ball of beautiful, pure white light. That is a powerful unit, isn't
Jesus.
It, Andy? So, of course, I wanted it.
Yeah, of course you
I said, oh, geez, how much does that cost? £6 million.
Fucking hell. Well, they're not doing a discount as a regular customer.
No, the £6 million. Apparently, Elton John's had ordered that one.
Right.
So, you know, you want to watch out. Might be some carnage at Glastonbury this year because he's playing, isn't he? Anyway, I looked away. It was hard to, but I looked away from this ball of the purest, beautiful white light.
Did you find it hard to look away from
I did it? Find it hard, hard to look away. And I saw Hadrath was pointing the gun at me.
Uh-oh.
Right at me.
Didn't see this coming.
He says, take your strides off and your knickers... And lay on the floor with your arsehole pointing up towards that flask of nettle soup on the shelf. Well, what am I meant to do, Andy? I got a plasma beast and a Jacker product pointing right at my heart. So I did as I was told, and he threw a bunch of scart leads at me. Just so they fell down by me face, about 6 or 7 scart leads, you know.
Oh, no, not your face.
Various, yeah, really close to my face. and he says, right, my lover, start feeding those leads into your anus one by one while singing I Like It by The Quo. So I said, oh, come on, mate. The metal ends on these are really sharp. I'll probably give myself a fissure. Oh, stop your moaning. What's a fissure anyway? I said, you know, like a crack or like a split in the flesh. It can be really painful. Shut your moaning. You won't even exist if I pull this trigger. Go on, get on with it. Start feeding. So I started pushing the first lead in, you know, and I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it, etc. Then suddenly I remembered, Andy, it had a voice activation feature. So I said, Plasma Beast, devour Hadrath without mercy. The beast lit up,
like that. Yeah.
Bang!
Powerful.
Bang! Hit Hadrath straight in his guts and he transformed into a beautiful sphere of the brightest, whitest light you could ever imagine. Then this light ball shot out straight through the ceiling and it landed on the 5th moon of Saturn. So that were a close escape, wasn't it, Andy?
God, definitely.
Can you imagine having the plasma beam directed at you?
Amazing. It's nice to bring some outer space into the podcast as well.
Yeah,
well,
thank you. Anyway, the reason I brought this up was because whilst I was there... Mouse gave me an extract of a script from the upcoming Netflix series, Geordie Heat.
All right, yeah.
Geordie Heat. Crime on the Tyne. Hot Geordie Nights. Geordie streets full of crime. Geordie Heats. Interior Geordie Heat Incident Room. WPC Denise Welsh is manning the phones. Chief Constable Amanda Staveley and Chief Inspector Eddie Howe are watching Succession on a laptop. Eddie.
Right, this bloke's a fang cunt.
Amanda. Yes, he's a terrible schemer. Am I right? The phone rings. Denise answers it.
Hello, Geordie Heat Emergency Hotline. WPC Well speaking. How may I help you, pet?
It's Mr. Sting from the massive house with the massive gates and the massive landing strip for space planes.
Denise. Oh, hello, Mr. Sting. What seems to be the problem?
You're the problem. You're just too bloody slow. There should be a squad car and a fully clothed forensic squad here by now. Honestly, it beggars belief. It really does.
Okay, now, come on, calm down, Mr. Sting.
I am calm. I've just drank an Indian thinking drink.
Okay, now, so what is the nature of your emergency, pet?
Right, well, there's a tiny intruder in my grounds, and he looks a right vicious little bugger. I'm shitting myself, and Trudy has started gnawing on her Pilates straps. She's so terrified.
Okay, sounds awful. Now, we'll be there as soon as possible. There's a number 27 bus due in 5 minutes that goes past your place.
Now, and make sure you bring forensics and yellow tape and them dogs and lots of cases with special equipment in them. Oh, and some new Pilates straps for Trudy. Goodbye.
Cut to Sting's massive drive. Eddie and Amanda are approaching Sting's massive front door. They ring the bell and it plays the tune of Message in the Bottle.
Well, that's not fucking irritating, is it, Amanda baby?
Sarcasm, yeah? Yeah, am I right? Sting answers the door. Hello again, Mr. Sting. Oh, I love your boiler suit. Christian Dior, am I right?
Hello, Amanda, baby. Now shut up and get inside. And the little bastard is holed up in the apocryphy.
Eddie.
Do you mean apocryphy?
Amanda. Surely it's a copra therapy. Sting.
It's a copra-copra-thy.
God, we need to nail this for our fucking report. Mr. Sting. Surely it's apocryphy?
Oh, no, I'm not sure now. I'll have to ask Trudy, but she won't come out from the rear vestibule.
Amanda, surely it's vestibule. Am I right?
Oh, I think it's fucking vestibule, but fuck it, let's just get inside.
Right, I left a loot, by the way, in the apocryphy. I think the little creep might have pissed on it.
Cut to apocryphy. Eddie slowly enters. Stood in the middle of the room, buttoning up his flies, is Dom Littlewood.
All right, chaps. Hope you don't mind. I just had a piss on the loot. I couldn't resist it.
You dirty bastard. That's going to put the tuning right out of kilter.
Who the fuck are you, mate? And what the fuck are you doing in Mr. Sting's house?
Oh, Dominic Littlewood, the consumer podcaster. I got the word that some dodgy building practices are being used constructing this apocryphy.
It's apocryphy, you dirty bastard.
Okay, let's not fucking go down there again. Did you have Mr. Sting's permission to enter the fucking premises?
No, I didn't, because I'm undercover. It's journalistic licence, isn't it? Yeah, like with Watergate and all that nonsense. Would you like to see a magical trick?
Amanda, oh yes please, little guy. Magic tricks improve everything in the world, am I right?
Ain't that the truth? May I say, what a beautiful lady you are, madam. Like a rose between two pillars of shit.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've never spent 1 second worrying about my appearance. That would be so gauche. Am I right? And call me Amanda Baby.
Will do, darling. So, Amanda Baby, pick a card, any card, and replace it into the deck.
Amanda does as she's asked. Dom pulls down his trousers and underpants to reveal a playing card taped to his Douglas.
Now, grab the card, Amanda, baby, and tell me if it's the one you selected from the deck.
No, it's not even close. I chose the Four of Hearts.
Ah, well, never mind. Work in progress, as it were. So, anyway, I'm pleased to report that I can find no obvious breach of the building regulations, so we are good to go.
Hold on, Squire, you can't fucking enter someone's fucking premises, piss on their loot and expose yourself to the fucking chief inspector without taking a charge or fucking two. Oh, Eddie, I don't mind about the little trick. He was just trying to amuse us, am I right?
You are right, Amanda, baby, and God bless you for your support.
What about you, Mr. Sting? You want to press charges regarding the urination on your fucking loot?
Let me give it a strum and see what damage has been done.
Sting strums on the lute.
No, actually, the lute seems fine. And, yeah, I'm happy to drop charges if the little man stays a while to listen to my new song that I've just made up.
OK, well, if there's nothing more, I will say my fucking goodbyes and wish you all the fucking best with your future fucking endeavours.
Eddie and Amanda leave Sting, who starts to sing, with company by his lute.
Oh, Mr. Sting, oh, Mr. Sting in his acropocrity. Oh, Mr. Sting, yes, Mr. Sting, he cures all disease. His car is fast, his piss is hot, that Mr. Sting, he's got the lot.
Cut to Dom's fingernails scratching at the walls and his teeth beginning to loosen. He runs out of the room to catch up with Eddie and Amanda.
I can't stand another second. Take me away and lock me up in a big house till this bloke snuffs it.
That's the end, Andy.
Classic episode.
You reckon?
Yeah.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Ding dong, landlord here. Do you want a bit of that?
Is he not? Ding dong, landlord here.
Oh, ding dong, landlord here. Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that your rent's going up due to my daughter's pony's vet bills. Don't worry, I'll give you a couple of shoe horses for good luck.
Ding dong, landlord here. Just popping in to say that after your tenancy is renewed next month, you'll be required to generate your own electricity. Just buy yourselves a few bikes and I'll chip in £10 towards the dynamos. Be careful when you wire them up to the mains, though, because you still have to pay rent for 2 years after you're dead.
Ding dong, landlord here. Just wanted to confirm that I can't repair the toilet until Pancake Day next year, because the only way to fix it, strange I know, but is by using hardened pancake batter.
Ding dog, landlord here. Just popping in to say that I'll be dropping my dog off tomorrow for you to look after while I go fatty about in the Alps for 5 weeks. He's 80% wolf, but if you don't look at him, he won't bite you much. It's in the small print of your tenancy agreement. I added it last night. Ciao.
Ding dong, landlord here. I've decided not to install a damp proof course because I'm turning off the water supply next week and you might need to start licking the walls. Oomph.
Do you reckon Go West will close their eyes?
Oh, God. Yes.
I mean, it's been 1985, what's 38 years now?
Yeah, occasionally Go West will have to close their eyes, Andy.
I suppose blinking classes.
For example,
your eyes,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Or sleep's another one that springs to mind, Andy.
Yeah, something I wonder about, I suppose. Okay.
TV, movies-wise, Andy.
Yeah, what?
I've been doing a lot of zombie stuff. I started off by me watching Escape to Planet Z. You know Brad Pitt zombie one?
Nah.
Good film. No, that is a good film, Andy.
I've got a mental block when it comes to zombies.
Well, give it a go, because I would have said that too.
Right.
Planet Z. I then moved on to something called Kingdom.
Right.
Which is a like Korean one, zombie one on BBC iPlayer. Not bad.
Okay.
And I'm currently listening, no, watching one called Black Summer on Netflix, on the Netflix.
Right.
That's very well done. Got some interesting little twists and turns.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where I'm at.
Good recommendations. I've started watching Succession again. I know everyone watches it.
Is it all out, the new series?
It's not. It's week by week drip feed.
Yeah.
I don't really understand much of it, but it's stylish and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know.
It is stylish, but I will wait and I'll enjoy
it
all in
the
block.
Have you watched it so far?
I've watched it so far.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is good.
I was round Brian Cox's house the other week.
Oh, you know.
Logan's house.
Did he tell you to fuck off?
So, hey, talking of zombies, I was listening to my favourite crime podcast, Sword and Scale, I think it's called, and there was a zombie, a real-life zombie murder thing.
Right.
That was really quite interesting.
I'm confused, but intrigued.
It was intriguing because I'm going to say it was last year. It was quite recent. Mm. There's something called ZombieCon, you know, and there's a town in America where all people, everyone goes, you know, zombie-themed get-together thing.
So actual zombies?
No, you dress up as zombies.
Zombie play.
But there was 20,000 of them there in this town in America. And the weird thing was you were allowed to carry, you know, like fake guns and all that.
Right.
And ray guns even.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one back. it's back! And suddenly, a zombie, as it were, opened fire.
What? Right?
Killed one, injured about six. Disappeared into this like 20,000 zombies, and it's probably getting dull now, but you might want to look up and read up. Took them 2 or 3 years to catch him because every fucker was dressed as a zombie.
Wow.
Couldn't identify anyone or who anyone was. People were allowed in because with these false
guns. Did get him.
They did get him in the end, and you might be interested in checking out how they caught him. I don't want to do no spoilers.
I'm slightly interested. What's it called?
I listen to it on Sword and Scale, but I'm a Plus member. I pay for Sword and Scale.
Right.
If you look up Zombiecron murder or shootings, you can have a quick look at that. Yeah.
Right.
So zombie stuff, and I've also I love Jeff Bridges is my favourite actor, and there's a Netflix or Apple TV or I never know where I'm watching him called The Old Man. Which is very, very solid. You know, like a Jeff Bridges thing would be.
Yeah.
Very solid.
I'll try that as well then.
Hold your horses. Is that Roy Hodgson outside? It is.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It is.
Shall I get him in?
Yeah, go and get him.
All right.
Wow.
Roy. Come in. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Hey, Roy. How are you doing? Yeah, now come in.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I don't mind coming in for a minute. It'll be a pleasure.
Go on, sit in my seat. I'll just go and wait in the corner.
Oh, thanks for popping in, Roy. Hey, it's been a bit of an unusual couple of weeks for you, I bet.
Yeah, all my weeks are unusual, you ridiculous pipsqueak. What are you getting at?
No, I meant work-wise. You know, I should congratulate, I suppose, on your return to Sellers Park this week.
Who told you about that?
Well, I don't know. It was everywhere. It's in the media, you know.
Was it? Oh, I told you not to say anything.
Anyway, look, so what are your plans now that you're back?
Well, very simple. We're going to work hard Monday to Friday and get the basics right. I'm not going to overcomplicate things.
Okay, so lots of defensive drills and, you know, trying to solidify your back four or something like that.
Drills? Solidify? What a bleeding hell are you going on about? Are you swallowing a dictionary, pal? A university dictionary?
No, I just thought that maybe that's what you meant.
Ah, don't be stupid. Back to basics. Stormcast Eternals, Corridon Overlords, Battle for Seraph and Starclaw, Demons of Nurgle, you know, simple stuff.
Oh, is that the names you give your tactics kind of thing?
No, you idiot! It Warhammer figures!
Sorry, Warhammer?
Warhammer! Warhammer!
Oh, Warhammer!
Fucking hell.
I thought you were back at Palace to help with the relegation battle.
What? No one gives a flying fuck about relegation over there! Anyway, I'm only there for a couple of months, but it's long enough to get the lads back on track again.
All right, okay. So what do you think went wrong under the last manager?
Well, no disrespect to the fella, but he was complicating the fuck out of everything. Too much focus on complex figures like Sisters of Battle Pentient Engine, Space Marine Thunderfire Cannon, and Chaos Space Marines, the Lord Discordant. Have you tried painting a Lord Discordant, mate? It's harder than fucking brain surgery.
Right, well, I believe you, Roy, but I haven't, as it happens.
Oh, well, I sat the lads down on my first day back and I said, look, it's all going to be about the easy to paint stuff from now till May. You know, Beast Claw Raiders, Savage Oryx, that kind of stuff. You can focus on the likes of the Adaptus Mechanicus in pre-season in the summer if you're still here, you bunch of useless pricks.
And did that seem to motivate them?
I don't care. Oh, look, I've got to go now. I've invented a brush cleaning contraption. I need to go up to Alexandra Palace and click the tiny mechanism to go in it. You'll have to talk to yourself now.
Okay, oh, well, but thanks, Roy. And good luck with the relegation battle.
Warhammer! I'm there for Warhammer!
All right, Warhammer!
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 Warhammer. Oh, well, that was short and sharp, short and breezy.
It's like he's never been away.
It did feel like... Almost. Do you think you'll pull it off?
I don't know what it is, but yeah, I guess so.
You know, I like Martin from Omens and Diam's radio show. There was where he goes around having a nose inside celebrity footballers' houses and the like. It was a really good episode last week, so I managed to tape it.
Oh, that's good.
So I think I'll play that for you.
Please do.
It's a good one. Hello, it's Martin from Omens and the Hammer. And can I just say, if anyone in the Northampton area would be willing to run me a bath, I would be most grateful. So, here I am outside a detached modern brick house in Washington with its own gated gravel driveway. There's a pair of modern Victorian lampposts on the front lawn, which is a bit unusual, but I like it. Not as much as I like leopards, but I do like them very much indeed. Let's knock on the door and see if anyone is at home. Hello, Mr. Field Mouse. How lovely to meet you.
It's Tony Mowbray, by the way.
Excellent.
My name's Tony... that's not Peter Beasley, is it? He's Borough Lad, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, later on. My name's Tony Mowbray.
That's what I said, isn't it?
No, you said Mr. Field Mouse. Which is incorrect.
Well, I think you're wrong on that one. But I could have come inside and have a look at your nest.
Do you mean house? Because it's not a nest.
We'll soon find out, won't we? So, this must be the entrance hall. And I noticed it's painted a beautiful mellow yellow colour. A bit like cheese, isn't it? Which is an unusual reference, isn't it? Of course, unless you like cheese.
I do like cheese, but that doesn't mean I'm a mouse, like. You are aware that mice can't talk, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Tell that to Danger Mouse. I see you have a big painting of an owl on the feature wall. I would have thought that you might be scared of owls.
No, I'm very fond of them. I particularly like it when they hoot.
It's an unusual sound, for sure, is the hoot. Unusual, but I like it. Right, now we're in the living room. Lovely tall ceilings. And a feature fireplace. Oh, what's that big hole in the skirting board? Is that how you get through to your bedroom?
No, that's just where I removed an electric socket. We used to have a TV there. But we got too much glare from the window light.
Likely story. Let's go through to the kitchen. Now I can see straight away that you're a serious chef. Stainless steel work surfaces and an 8-hob induction cooker. Very nice. But I must ask, what are all those little black bits on the floor?
Oh, that's just where I dropped some black rice when I took it out of the pack, like.
Dropped, eh? So I suppose you would call them droppings, you know, if you were minded to do so. Droppings on a kitchen floor. Now, what would you associate those with?
A mouse, I suppose, but I'm not a mouse. How many times do I have to tell you that? In fact, I'm fed up with your mouse insinuations. I think it's time you went, like.
That's fine by me, Mr. Field Mouse.
Don't call me that.
Why, what are you going to do? Nibble at me fucking socks?
Well, you look like a fucking hedgehog. And why don't you roll up into a ball, like, and I'll kick you to Gateshead via the A19?
Oh, acting the big mouse now, are we? I wouldn't say your snout is big, but I've heard woodlice use it as a fucking ski slope.
I bet you eat woodlice for a fancy dinner, then boast about it to the badgers, you dirty fucker.
Yeah, well, at least I didn't don't piss on me skirting boards.
Yeah, that's because you haven't got a cock. Get out of my house.
With pleasure, Mr. Field Mouse. Well, that was the home of Mr. Field Mouse, the management representative for SunderlandFootball.org. It's the first time I've actually visited a nest, and the lot was a bit unusual. I'm just here, then. I liked it a lot.
I thought it was a good little episode, Andy.
Yeah, that was very good. I'm not sure about Tony Mowbray and his mouse status. Perhaps he is a mouse. It hadn't dawned on us until I listened to that, but now I'm going to be looking at him through different eyes.
You think he might be a mouse?
I think he might possibly be.
That's what Martin's saying.
Well. Hey, I rang up the Showbiz Centre the other day just to see if my membership application's gone through, because it's been months since I put it in, and it shouldn't take this long, but I rang up. Was that a tinkling noise there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a text message from EE.
What are they saying?
Hi, we really love you.
Upgrade some stuff. Yeah, can we have some more money? Anyway, I rang up the Showbiz, but I recorded the call because I think you should.
Yeah, you
know. These things, in case you need legal redress.
Well, yeah, we're just evidence backup.
Evidence backup is always good, so I rang up. I'll play the tape for you.
Hello, Showbiz Centre reception. Milky Jackson speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to chase up my membership application. I submitted the form and the payment a while ago, and I haven't heard anything back yet.
Yeah, the cheque bounced.
I didn't send a cheque. I paid online.
Yeah, you did. It was a cheque.
No, I don't think it was. Hello?
Hello? Anything else?
is anyone good there in the Showbiz Centre today? Who's in?
It's a bit quiet today. Phil Collins is in, though.
Oh, is he? Phil Collins, wow.
Yeah, he comes down most days because he hasn't got the heating on in his house anymore and he's got a bus pass.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Phil Collins. That's amazing, yeah.
I'll put him on if you want to have a quick word with him.
Oh, could I? Yeah.
Phil Collins, come in now! Block, what's the word?
Oh, what? I'm going to talk to Phil Collins. Hello there. Hey, is that Phil Collins?
Sure is. How's your day going, young man?
Not bad, but hey, what's it like down the Showbiz Centre there?
Oh, it's bloody great. Ping pong, hot tub, tuna mayo sandwiches. They take cash and chip and pin at the canteen. It's like bloody paradise in here.
Oh, it's incredible.
Free treatment for head lice, if you've got that. I ain't got a problem with head lice, what am I, Barnet? Crumpet Monday on Mondays.
Oh, I love crumpets.
Thursday, Nick Berry's coming in with a collection of bone fragments that he's been collecting from the forests of the world.
Oh, can you get me in on a day pass for that?
Nope. Oh. And every other Tuesday, there's a bloke who comes round and he tries to sell us all some heroin. But there's not much demand for heroin these days round here.
Oh, yeah, I'm not into that either myself, no. Great talking to you, Phil. Can you put Milky Jackson back on?
No, he's gone. Jose Mourinho's in and he spilled his hot chocolate over one of our chocolates. So Milky's gone to clean it up.
And then he just put the phone down.
So you made no progress then?
I made no progress. I've spoken to Phil Collins.
Which is
allegedly.
Yeah,
it doesn't
sure
sound like how he sings. So I don't know. The hunt for membership of the Showbiz Centre continues.
I mean, sometimes people don't say, their speaking voice is very different from their singing voice.
Yeah, they can affect the kind of a singing voice. It could be him.
Yeah, Morrissey spoke to him once. He's, oh, that Bob.
Right.
Yeah, it really surprised me, you know.
Yeah.
But there you go. I mean, I was there for Nick Berry's bone thing. It was excellent. It was really excellent.
How many bone fragments did he show?
He had a lot in a case, but he talked us through about nine of them. Indonesia, South America, Russia.
Could you work at what animals they come from?
No, we all tried. I tried to guess. Eamon Holmes tried to guess.
Fucking
Also, a couple of politicians, can't remember the names.
You know I love bone fragments.
We're all big bone fragment people.
Well, I mean, no more than me. I don't know why you didn't invite me down and
Andy,
get us in for that.
Of course, but you're not a member until you get the membership. You know, no can do. You know,
is he planning to do it again, Nick Berry?
Nick Mc... No, they're going back. He's a bit like we do the fishing. He always puts them back. So that was the only time ever.
You're going to see these fragments. Does he say, like, underwear when he puts them back as well?
Yeah. Fuck's sake. I've got a little Scottish tale.
Oh, that'll be a nice
way. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Young Adam McLeish was about 16 years old when he found himself alone on an outcrop on the rugged northern coast of the island. He placed his father's trumpet between his lips and played a rendition of My Soul Is Yours towards the distant mainland, barely visible through the descending fog. Tomorrow he would be taken to the Laird's Castle, where he would start his training as an enforcer in the Laird's personal security service. How he longed for a day, or even an hour, on the mainland. He closed his eyes and laid back his head on a small grass tunnock, and sent his thoughts where they wished to travel. He saw himself striding purposefully into a branch of Halfords and gazing upon the car care products and aftermarket accessories. He would select a steering wheel cover fashioned from pleather and patterned like the wings of a butterfly. Then on to Home Bargains, where the vast selection of coffee syrups would blow his innocent mind and cause him to shriek in delight. Not yet sated by the sights and sounds, he would take a seat in Morrison's Cafe and order an all-day breakfast plate with a J20 on a bowl of wet oats. Shortly he would be joined by a girl of around his age, who inquired of him if the seat opposite him was available. When he confirmed this to be the case, the lassie pulled her cagoule above her head, accidentally revealing that she had plenty bread in her basket, more than enough for a family of four on a camping trip to Leith. He became instantly aware of a simmering pulse in his personal pipe and yelped slightly as its tip pressed against the trumpet key he'd placed in his pocket. "What's the matter, laddie?" said the girl. "Has the sight of me caused a commotion within your pipework? Would you like me to attend to your discomfort?" He opened his eyes, so startled he was by the nature of her suggestion, and could sense the lassie stood right behind him. "I said, laddie, would you like me to attend to your petulant pipe before the laird hears of your disgusting desires?" I would, for I knew I'd never be forgiven." He turned his head to see no other lassie but one of the laird's angels of death, with a dagger raised in her right hand. But it was not the stabbings of the dagger that killed him. It was the sight of the angel's face. For it had the face of Antoine de Burke. The face of Antoine de Burke. The face of Antoine de Burke. That's the Scottish tale.
A nice update there from Scotland. I think just before we go, I recorded the shipping forecast off the Radio 4 the other
day. All right.
I am convinced the waiter from Slaughter's is doing it these days.
Well, you wouldn't think so, Andy.
Honestly, I'll press play, I'll listen to this.
I'll have a listen.
The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Cromarty, 4th. Northerly or fucking northeasterly, 4 or 5. Occasionally fucking 6 in east. Slight or moderate. Showers. Fucking good. Tyne. Dogger. North or northeast, 4 or fucking 5, occasionally fucking 6 later. Moderate, occasionally fucking rough later. In North Dogger, fucking showers. Good.
It does sound like him. It does sound like him.
I think it's him.
Yeah, it's got that thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a lot of people use that to fall asleep, do you know?
They really?
They find it soothing. Yeah, I can imagine that would work. So, yeah. I reckon that's about it, you.
Okay, well, nice to be back in person as well.
Yeah.
Doing a mince.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, listeners. And, check out the Zombiecron Murders.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.
Thank you. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.